At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
888-957-9570 is the number. And I can already see it and feel it now. We're going to play for you very, very shortly a couple of comments from the great Adam Schefter. New Jersey.
Yep.
We're going to play some comments from Adam Schefter. And, they're going to get everybody's cockles all going. Mm. They're going to do it because it's as I said yesterday, Brock Purdy, he is the most interesting man in the NFL. He is. And I don't say that because he's the best player or the whatever player. I say that because he brings about the most polarizing opinions anywhere. And so here he is making over $50 million a year now, obviously starting after this year for the 49ers. And everyone will have an opinion. It's too much. It's not enough. When you hear how they got there, this is kind of my take. Whatever your Brock Purdy opinion is, it will only grow. So if you're like me and you think really good player who is showing unbelievable leadership qualities and signed a mature deal, well, that opinion will grow. If you think Brock Purdy is just freaking not worth what great quarterbacks in the NFL are worth, your opinion also will grow based on where this was and where it ended up, according to Adam Schefter.
Yeah, and that's it's well-sourced, and he has a couple of different comments that you're going to play, and I shared them with the group earlier on our text thread, and it is a little bit stunning, but it's also kind of eye-opening because you know how negotiations work, and if they started Brock in his camp at $65 million and he wound up getting $53 million, that tells me that the 49ers probably were below 53 when they opened. Doesn't mean that they were at 40. I think if it was 65 and 40, well, that's such a gulf that this thing would probably still be getting negotiated. But the Niners clearly were not interested in 65, and Brock was willing to take 53.
And Jed York was not wrong with the quote that you tracked down yesterday when he said Brock Purdy is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. Although maybe Dak Prescott did ask for 65.
Maybe.
And only got 60. I have no idea. But he's going to ask for something that no one has ever received before, I think was the tone of what Jed York was trying to say. And he was right. He asked for something that no one has ever received before. To this date, still no one has received it. So here's what we're getting at, and we would love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. This is from ESPN's Unsportsmanlike Radio, this podcast, where Adam Schefter kind of gives some background on how we arrived here, the 49ers and Brock Purdy.
you know, listen, I think there's a lot of ways to come to this number and a lot of ways that they did come to this number. There were multiple meetings between the two sides. And I think Brock Purdy's initial asking price was north of $60 million. And he was not going to get $60 million. He was not going to become the highest paid quarterback in football. It didn't fit into the 49ers salary structure. And also there was the idea that at one point in time, like, oh, well, maybe the 49ers would have listened for Brock Purdy trade offers. There were no trade offers that came in. There were no teams that really expressed interest. And Brock Purdy's perfect for them, and they're perfect for him. He's perfect for them. It just works. It's the way it should be. His value is greatest on that team. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit why they didn't view him right now as this $60-plus million quarterback. His initial ask price, I believe, was about $65 million. So it came down to $53 million in the end, and that's a fair number. It places him in the top tier of quarterbacks, not the richest, not the worst. He finally gets paid. He's making more per game than I think he made in his entire rookie contract now. So this is the way that it should be, and it was weeks of discussions and meetings, and finally they were able to put the deal to bed on Friday.
Okay, so here's kind of the way I put it. Like, when you listen to that, started out at 65, they didn't get 60, they didn't get 55, they end up at...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
53. Oh, and then, like, around the league, there was no trade interest at all in Brock Purdy. Now, I have questions about that because I have no idea if the 49ers were interested in trading him either.
Probably not.
I don't know what else they would have done. So, like, were there actual calls to check and see around the league what people were thinking? And no trade interest does not categorically mean nobody likes Brock Purdy. It means that nobody was in position to acquire Brock Purdy and then give him $265
right.
million dollars or whatever. And so I understand this whole thing on a lot of fronts. Bottom line for me, Dibs, the more I read, the more I listen to this, this is a great deal for the 49ers. And this is not a who won the deal commentary. I'm not saying Brock got taken to the cleaners. That's absurd. I just think this is a great deal for the 49ers. I don't think it's going to get in the way of them filling out their roster.
Yeah, probably not.
And I also think it shows they've got a quarterback who left his ego at the door and showed a lot of leadership here. And you have a drama-free offseason. At least you have the ingredients for one.
Right, and I also think it's a great deal for Brock Purdy. And it depends on how you look at it, but Brock Purdy gets to play football and he's got generational wealth. That much is absolutely checked, and it's May. He gets to go to OTAs and he doesn't have to be bothered and harangued by the conversations we had about Brandon Ayuk and Nick Bosa and, you know, why isn't Brock at camp and will he show up to training camp? He's skipped out on OTAs and all the rest of the stuff that distracts you from being a winning football player, especially when you're the quarterback. So you're Brock Purdy. And you know, deep down, if the Niners wanted to play hardball and he didn't want to take whatever offer they were giving, he didn't have to play, and he could set his whole career back, and his career could be ostensibly over if he didn't show up to camp and they moved on and he didn't play and all the rest of it. So he did have leverage because he's the quarterback and he's very important. But I look at a guy who took $53 million average per year, and I think that's a great deal for Brock. Did the Niners also get a good deal for them? Absolutely. But you're Brock, and now you have generational wealth. You got nine figures of guaranteed money to do the one thing that you really want to do.
And there was never any question he was going to get that, but I'm with you. Like, dude, I love this kid. I really do. I wish, you know, this kind of, it brings up that question or this topic that we've talked about a lot that always fascinates me, and I feel a little hesitant to go too deep into some sort of firm opinion on it because I can't relate. I have no idea what it's like to make 50 or 60 million dollars a year. I don't know what it's like to make $20 million a year. All of these things. And so when we look at athlete negotiations, we often think about it in that ego sort of a way. Like immediately slotted in, Brock got less than Trevor Lawrence and he got less than Tua. And we think about it like it as if it's a game in and of itself. And I've always wanted to sit down with one of these people who makes this kind of money and go, the hell's actually the difference? What's the difference? And why don't more of you, instead of going out there to get every last dollar and help the players union and all these things, instead of doing that, why don't you just ask yourself, where do I want to be? That's it. Where do I want to be? Where does my family want to be? What the hell is the difference between $53 million a year and 60? What's the difference? What, Brock can't pay for dinner? Dak's got to handle the bill? What is the difference?
Well, the difference is in ego. And some people tie their self-worth into ego. And I've never been somebody who is that tied to money to where, you know, if I'm not the top paid guy at 95.7 the game, well, then you know what? I'm not going to be happy and I'm not going to be able to show up to work. You get to a spot and you're able to live the life you want to live. You're able to do the things you want to do. And that, for me, has always been more important than trying to get every penny. And it's clear to me that Brock Purdy is cut from that cloth. He doesn't need the ego fulfillment of being the top guy. Yeah, you know, you shoot your shot, $65 million, and if the Niners would have said yes, he would have been stoked.
Great.
Cool.
Yeah.
But if not, then you work to a spot where, you know, 53, can I play for 53? If I get 265 over five, can I be happy at that level? Jenna, can we be happy with $53 million a year? Sure, Brock. All right. Call the agent. We're saying yes.
It's one of those things that's unique to sports that I don't think we really think about all that often. The rest of you listening to us and us too, I don't know what you make.
Yep.
I don't know what you make.
Nobody knows what anybody makes here.
You don't know what your coworkers make. And if you do, that's a recipe for disaster.
Right.
But in sports, not only do we know, there are websites dedicated to all of the details of it for anybody to look up at any time. And so I love this kid. I love that he's like, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. I'm not getting into this minutia. I'm not holding out. I'm not worried about if I got more than Trevor Lawrence. Let's do this. I want to feel good. Let's let you feel good. Let's have teammates who can get paid as well. And let's go play football. My gosh, give me more of these guys on all my favorite teams.
Well, Josh Allen was
absolutely
basically did the same thing.
I love Josh Allen.
You mentioned it earlier. It's like Josh Allen should probably make more than Dak Prescott.
He should make more than everybody.
Other than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
and he makes more than Patrick Mahomes.
Even that's debatable. I mean,
right.
He's the MVP.
He is, but you get to a spot where enough is enough and you can have a better team around you. And that's why the Tom Brady thing, I always will tip my cap to the fact that he didn't usually go after every last dollar because he wanted a good team around him.
Memorial Day weekend's almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointments. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons. All right, Jonathan's going to lead us off. 888-957-9570. The details from Adam Schefter. They started at 65, and ended up at 53. And the rest of the league was not interested. Don't even know if they were asked. But how does that sort of change your view on this whole thing? We'll take your calls right now. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.